And when people eat it with something on it, or what?
Sugar and cream most of the time.
Yeah, that's the way we always eat it, wasn't it? Just sugar and cream, like a cereal.
What do you call things like
like cream of wheat, just a whole lot.
You call stuff like peas and beets and all are different kinds of
vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
Would you have a different name for them if you raise them to sell primarily? Or would you call the place where you grew them something different?
Vegetable garden.
What is the starch made from the inside of the grain? It's raised especially in Louisiana, southern Arkansas, Texas.
I didn't understand the question.
Is it starch, not wheat and not corn? It's raised south of here. White grains.
Corn. Rye. Rice. Grass.
There's lots of that here. Not around here, but in this immediate area, but around. There's lots of rice grows around in Arkansas.
Down around Stuttgart's the rice capital of the world. Right. Stuttgart, Arkansas, and that's east of Little Rock, right back in there. That's my husband's old stomping ground. That's not far from
my
Arkansas Post and down through there.
Boy's wife's dad is a rice farmer. They live at Beanville, that's out east of Newport.
I've heard that they're also raising catfish, on the rice farms. Does he do that?
No, I don't think.
They have to keep them irrigated so much of the time that they raise catfish in there.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing about that and reading about it in the papers.
I don't think so. Or Sammy does too much fishing.
Well, my husband raises his own catfish. Yeah. He's got his own ponds, and he buys feed and puts out for them every week, just like he does his cattle and other things.
What does he feed them?
You can go to the feed mill and buy catfish food. It comes in a little...
Fish farming. A lot of people are built big ponds or man-made lakes,
We've got three of them, and we stock them with fish, and about the third year, we get a stuff they call a rotenone put in the pond. It takes the oxygen out, and the fish comes to top, and you can just get them all out and clean your pond out, and then you stock them again. You have to wait for about 2 or 3 months and let that all get out of your water. It just takes the oxygen out of the water. It don't hurt your fish.
So then you can freeze them?
Yeah, you can use them any way you want to. And then you restock it, your pond, with small fish. You can just buy these little fish. Go to the places.
They call it fish farming. They have these big
lakes. We usually just sign up. They usually come around to the courthouse and bring the little fish, and you just go out. You have to call in and tell them how many you want, and they bring them to the courthouse, and we usually meet them and just take cream cans and get 400 or 500 or 1,000 at a time and put them in our ponds, and then in 2 or 3 years, while they're ready for market.
How many will you have in 2 or 3 years when you do this?
Well, just what you put in there that he don't catch all. He catches some every week. And it'll just, if he starts catching them when they're smaller, the first ones we used to get, we got what they call fingerlings. And they were 4 inches, from 2 to 4 inches long. But the last couple of years, he's got fish that was between 6 and 12 inches long.
How big does catfish get?
Well, he's been catching some out of the pond that weighs about 5 pounds each now.
Pretty big catfish.
Yeah.
Do people eat a lot of rice around here, talking about rice?
No, there's not too much. I don't think this country eats too much rice. Do you think so, Mary?
Well, no, they use it in cooking some, but just to eat rice, there's not very much.
Potatoes would be the main starch?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Potatoes and bread are the main starch of food,
There's just not too many people that use as much rice. Everybody uses a little because there's foods that use rice in.
People like a lot of fried food around here, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of fried food.
What would you say the most common foods that people have around here?
Well, I'd say beans and potatoes.
Different kinds of beans?
Yes, there's green beans, dried pintos, or dried lima beans, or dried great northern bean. There's different kinds of beans. But I'd say beans and potatoes is the most common food that's grows up in this country on meat and beans and potatoes. It's got to where most everybody has about what meat they want, because nearly everybody has a few cattle and they can just kill one or have one butchered, you know. And most everybody's got a freezer, so they just keep beef on hand nearly all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your something that's cooking makes a good impression on your nostrils. You say to someone, oh, just
the smell that.
What kind of sweet stuff would you put on pancakes for breakfast?
Syrup.
Unless they're like that boy, man, he eats honey.
Well, that's
he never uses sugar on anything. He sweetens his sugar with honey.
I bet it's healthier.
He uses honey on everything.